eventually became a pilot? After your first voyage, you probably, how long did it take before you became a pilot?
How long did it take? I was three years. From the time I started, I was three years.
Yeah.
When I started, I left Hoagland, went to work for Walker in the harbor, and I become, that was in, I don't remember, that was in April of 1956. And I left Hoagland and went to work for Walker, and working a deck, as a deck hand on one of the harbor tugs, and I got to, with some of the captains and pilots on those harbor tugs, so we worked 12 hours on, 12 off, we'd go home on our 12 hours off. And they got to let me, I wanted to steer the boat and handle the boat, and they got to let me, and along that fall of the year, they were needing, Walker's needing a pilot for one of the tugs, and they didn't have anybody, and they told him I could do it, and he turned me loose, and that's when I became a pilot. I was about 19 and a half years old, I wasn't 20 years old.
So you grew up working on a farm.
Did what?
You grew up sharecropping.
Yeah, like sharecropper. My dad was a sharecropper, yes.
Yeah. But you would work on the farm as a kid.
Oh, I worked on a farm. Grew up on a farm. Yes, I did.
And you knew that that's not something you wanted to continue? Or?
Well, at the time, you know, you're a kid, you don't know what you want to do.
Right.
No. No, when I got, once we left the farm and then I got to work in public jobs, you know, I got to work out in public,
yeah.
Then I knew farming wasn't for me.
Right.
I knew farming wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And, my dad, now he was in his blood, but he'd like to go back to farming, but he never did. He retired from the IC Railroad, in 1977, and he lived in 1995.
Mm-hmm.